When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner, and that'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and there's some a lot of good stuff, videos and photos and all that sort of thing. Another really goofy cat video and so forth. But for the first time in a very long time, coming up shortly, there's a recall this week. So I'll be telling you about that. And it's actually the last Sunday of September. And we are fully into the fall season now. And this is an extra Sunday. So normally the last Sunday of the month, we'd be running our encore show, but we did that last week. And that's mostly because we wanted to, or I wanted to accommodate Nathan's schedule. And so, as always, production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. Life is just as wacky as being here on a last Sunday with you for probably the first time in Animal World history. Well, at least in my experience.
Well, and you're in my history on Animal World, but we haven't always run an encore once a month, and so I could take a Sunday off, and until I'd been doing the show for like more than 25 years, and I'm getting old. So now we give Martha a Sunday off, and you know, that works to keep me excited and happy to be here on the other Sundays. But at any rate, it's usually the last Sunday of the month, but we switched that up a little bit and did the encore last week, because you were scheduled to be off for the weekend. So rather than make David Brown, who, you know, he does a great job of filling in, but rather than have him deal with all the stuff, we just decided to switch Sundays. And so we did. So that's why we're here. And it's an extra Sunday. So we're kind of already starting another tradition, unless there's something else we need to deal with. We've been spending our extra Sundays finding out about current events and what's going on with all the animals around the country, around the world. And boy, that was a good choice for today, because there is tons of stuff going on with animals around the country and around the world right now we need to be on top of. So I'm delighted to say that we will be spending the second and third hour today. They will join us at 10, of Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org will be with us. And gosh, Nathan, there's so much going on. Just to give you all a heads up, you know, the big, well, there's two major things, in the news right now. There's, you know, the big hurricane, that hit Florida, in this last, you know, day or so. And, unusually, I think because the hurricane was so large and remained powerful for so long on land. It moved very fast. So at any rate, Merritt and Beth have been on top of what's going on with the hurricanes and the animals and that sort of thing. So we have information on all of that. Now then, I say, I've been jaw-droppingly again amazed with Merritt and Beth and how they're on top of things. I swear these people don't sleep, Nathan, because I think it was, yesterday wasn't that the Middle East stuff has flared up and Israel has been going after the Hezbollah in Lebanon. And major attacks going on over there. Well, so I had thought, wow, you know, show's coming up tomorrow. I've got to know what's going on, you know, with the animals and so forth. And wouldn't you know, before I even had a chance to contact Merritt to find out if they were on it, they're letting me know that they're on it. So, you know, it's kind of nice when there's all this upheaval, especially in the animal world around the world, that at least we have. I think we have the two human beings that probably know more about animal stuff than anybody else. I mean, like I said, I swear these people don't sleep. But anyway, that's what we will be doing. We have some follow-up to do with other animals in the news recently, and then we'll find out whatever else we need to be aware of going on in the animal world locally and all over. And that will begin in the second hour. So we're just going to do some catching up here in this first hour and cover all our business so we have plenty of time to spend with Merritt and Beth. Golly, it is the last Sunday of September already. Boy, I can sure tell that the seasons have changed and it's fall around here, Nathan. I just was thinking this morning, you know, it's cold outside. I am buried with leaves. I have done round one of the major leaf blowing, but I have to do a number of rounds of major leaf blowing up here because, you know, I live in the forest and half of my big, huge, you know, 100, 150-foot trees are deciduous. So I have a lot of cottonwood and big leaf maple. And so far, it's been all the cottonwood that has been coming down. And I discovered last year when we had a drier fall than we normally do, as seems to be the case again here. And Nathan's just shown me a picture because I'm zooming in from home. And it looks like we're doing about the same year. It looks a little hazy down there, sunny, but some clouds.
I was trying to get you to see some of the trees down there. It doesn't look like the camera is picking it up too well, but you're starting to see some of those reds and yellows appear on these trees out here.
Leaves changing colors. Yeah, because the temperature is fluctuating enough that they should be starting to turn pretty well. Someone told me, years ago, I think when we were checking into it, that the type of color that you get or the intensity of the color that you get in the fall leaves when they're falling off directly relates to the outside temperature and the dramatic change from high to lows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when it deeps, something about that determines whether you get more red or not.
I was going to say a lot of the leaves I've been seeing falling, at least, I know it's early into fall, but they've all seemed like kind of a yellowish green. I mean, any super yellow or red to any of those falling leaves at all.
Right, and then they get more of the reds, I think, and stuff farther east. And I think it has to do with more dramatic temperature changes. And I remember somebody taught me about that years ago, but I don't remember all the details. But I know it has to do with the temperature.
Hmm.
And the shifts and what colors you get in the leaves. But anyway, I can tell you we're definitely into fall, and I've got the leaves to prove it, and I will be blowing and blowing for some time to come. And, it rained a little bit last night, and I learned last year when it was a drier fall that the leaves are a whole heck of a lot easier to blow when they're dry, as opposed to being wet. So blowing was a possibility for today until it rained last night. So blowing is not on my list of stuff to do today. I got to wait for it to dry out a little more, but it looks like the weather's going to cooperate, Nathan. Are we going to be dry for a while, I think?
Yeah, we actually got a fairly dry week ahead of us. Just a little bit of a chance of showers going into Tuesday night. But for the most part, this week will be all mostly sunny to sunny skies. And maybe by Friday, chances of showers start returning, but still some sun breaks in the clouds to give us a little bit of both. So don't expect really all that much rain to come this week.
Yep. So I think I'll be able to dry out again, and then I'll be able to blow and mow. At least it'll be easier than it would be if it's continuously raining. So I'm pleased about that. And
great temperatures too, just kind of hovering around in the mid-60s. I mean, you won't be too cold, you won't be too hot out there.
Yeah, that seems to be pretty ideal, and I appreciate that as well. But also because I have other fish to fry right now, as they say, I've been having temperature control problems, and I can't remember, did I tell you, Nathan, because that was a month or so ago, that my freezer died, and I had to...
I don't recall that one.
I've been talking to, I've been getting some help from our resident psychic, Natasha Venter at intuitiveclarifications.com, to call her to find out what I sort of already knew, but what's going on with me that's causing all this stuff in my life. And she helped me get a handle on that. So I'm working on my end, but it was within the last month and a half, my big freezer, I have a refrigerator freezer in my house, but I have a big freezer in my garage, a lot because I feed a lot of raw food to my animals, and my freezer died, which was a real tap dance for a while to, you know, save all the raw food and all of that kind of stuff. And anyway, I needed to get a new freezer. So I did all of that. But in the process of that little emergency happening, I had to take everything out of that freezer, the raw food, and I had to cram my house inside kitchen freezer and refrigerator with a lot of stuff. And I didn't have a good feeling about it at the time, but I didn't have a whole lot of choice. But anyway, I was able to save the raw food and that sort of thing, and so I didn't lose too much stuff. However, in the process of overloading my kitchen refrigerator and freezer, I think it overwhelmed it. And then it gradually got sick itself, my kitchen refrigerator did. And it took me quite a while to figure out what the problem was. But I thought that it had just iced up inside, because what happened is the freezer was working, but then the refrigerator part of the freezer, it wasn't working. So I've been fooling around with that all week. And then, you know, the animal world family is wonderful. Natasha's helped me figure out, you know, what's going on while I'm getting all these frozen problems and stuff. My refrigerator's still not fixed, by the way. But I have to say, I've learned so much about refrigerators, because guess who's been coaching me, Nathan? Dr. Nils.
Oh, really? Well, kind of a home improvement guy when we talk about flooring.
He's a country guy, and he knows how to do it. Well, turns out he's had the same problem with his refrigerator that I had with mine. And I happen to have a session, you know, once a month. We zoom in and he treats me and all my animals. And that happened to be this week. And I had just that day discovered my refrigerator problem. And so I told him about it. So he's been coaching me all week about how, so, and you don't need to know any more details, but everything we've done, it's all thought out and all of that. And the freezer's working better than it ever has, but it's still not cooling right. And I think it might be the fan that moves the air from the freezer down into the refrigerator might be dead and might need to be replaced. But I can't find, I'm getting pretty good at watching YouTube videos and learning how to do stuff, but I can't find a YouTube video that tells me how to find the fan and check it out in my model refrigerator. I'm going to try one more time after the show, but I also think I'm kind of, it's above my pay grade now, and that I've gotten to the point where
There gets to be a point. And you can usually find, like, I don't know. I know Costco has good deals on refrigerators and stuff like that, too.
No, I don't need a new one. I just need, because it's a much, it shouldn't be a very expensive repair. But I put out another request on Nextdoor last night and, you know, and asked my neighbors and it got a nice repair, a nice referral. So I will be on the phone about that afterwards. So anyway, you know, dealing with all of that. And speaking of things not working right or being too cold and slow and all of that, before we officially get to starting
also, too,
the show.
When you're working on that refrigerator, having a person come out, you could even watch them and say, oh, that's all I needed to do, and remember that for next time.
Oh, hello. Of course. I'm going to be right all, you know, I'll be watching everything because now that I sort of, you know, you learn enough to just be dangerous. And so I will definitely watch because that's the whole thing. And to get to the insides and see what's going on, you have to start taking stuff apart. Mm-hmm. and anyway, the Norwalk family in general was kind of behind the door when, you know, these kind of skills were handed out. So anyway, I didn't learn how to do this stuff from my dad. If he had to fix stuff, he just had heart attacks. And anyway, and my brother is no better at it than my dad was. So I've kind of been on my own and learning how to do stuff. But anyway, so but before, let's see, we get serious and officially start the show so I can tell you about the recall and all the other stuff we have to catch up on. We got some major stuff going on traffic wise around here. And Nathan, I think we better warn everybody.
They're calling it Monster Weekend. This is the weekend that's going to be worst of them all as far as road closure.
Yeah. So my advice is everybody just stay home and listen to Animal World, right? And join it. Don't go anywhere this weekend or today. So what's going on, Nathan?
Well, I got to be honest, it's not as bad as they make it sound. The only really big issue, I guess, would be if you're taking 405 North from Renton to Bellevue. That might be your little bit of tricky one, but I think they're doing a good job on the Coal Creek Parkway detour because you have to get off at the Washington 900. And once you get there, they changed it to where it's not like a yield or you had to merge. It just kind of forms its own lane. So the traffic getting off of 405 can just keep flowing onto the Washington 900. It's just the only big issue is once you get up to Coal Creek Parkway, then they start to get really backed up as the traffic makes its way onto 405. So at that point, you might want to maybe consider taking more detours and go down Factoria and go a little bit more north before you get on 405.
If you were going to travel anywhere between Bellevue and south, you know, to Renton sort of thing, 405, there's closures there that people need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. And another probably major
and then
one.
And there's also on 405 around the Bothell area.
Nope.
No, that's not.
That's not this weekend. That was last weekend.
Okay.
So that area.
And then isn't there some closures on I-5 somewhere too?
I-5 was just in the overnight. So that's all done. It's been reopened. The only thing I guess would be there's a rest area closure at SeaTac just north of Milton and as you're approaching Highway 18. But that's really the only closure on I-5 right now. The 520 bridge is closed into
the 520 is closed. Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. All right.
You could always take I-90 and going across. So that's not too big of an issue. And then 167 down south in the Kent area, that has a closure going on between the Washington 516 and 277th Street. So that one you might want to just get off at the 516 and take it to I-5 to get around, or maybe just find some other local arterials to get around that closure. But of course, everything that needs a detour will be marked.
Well, all righty then. So consider yourself warned. If you've got to go driving around today, you know, make sure that you're aware of all this traffic stuff and the construction stuff so that you don't end up sitting in a line somewhere forever. All righty. I think we can go ahead and proceed. And I'm looking at the clock and thinking, you know, I think probably to keep Nathan happy, we would be good to take care of advertisers. And then once we do that, we can officially start the show and then catch up on everything we need to catch up on. Sound like a plan?
Sounds great.
All righty. So stay right where you are, everybody. We'll take care of advertisers and then we'll get the recall and all the other stuff we need to chat about. So Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, who I was just talking about, who's been coaching me with my refrigerator issues. At any rate, you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. I can tell you that's a good thing to go and do right now, timing-wise. We still don't have, you know, a solid resolution or what's going on with, the legal issues. And, you know, he's going to be able to continue to work with, our animal friends, here in this state. At any rate, I have been able in the last month or so to join, some free classes he's been doing for his private group. That's how we are able to continue to work with him now. We go to the website healingministryforanimals.com and join his private group. It only costs $10. But once you're a member of the private group, then he's doing free classes. And he's done one class on the Rasmussen Reset, teaching us how to reset the nervous system of our own animals. And that was very cool. And then he did one as to how we can reset ourselves and get ourselves, our own bodies back into a better balance. And that was outstanding. So if you want to be able to take advantage of the next free classes, which will be coming up soon, you want to, as soon as possible, go to healingministryforanimals.com and join his group for $10. And then you'll get the newsletter and you'll be up and get the invitations to join the free classes if you like. Healingministryforanimals.com. And then, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love it if you joined our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right. My goodness, you know, there's even more stuff going on, because apparently, Nathan, you were busy and you were on the phone here talking to Eileen from Help Animals India. We're not scheduled to talk to her again till next Sunday. But of course we will. But apparently she's calling to let us know that apparently there's a bunch of flooding going on in Kathmandu in Nepal.
That's right. And pretty serious, affecting all the animals. And just like, you know, how we have flooding going on over here on the East Coast. Well, they got the same kind of situation going on over there and really creating an impact on their communities.
Yep. So certainly if you have concern about Kathmandu, Nepal, that area of India, and that's a hard issue for you, you certainly could go to helpanimalsindia.org, because I'm sure, you know, that's what they do is help animals of India and donate to various causes. And so Eileen is most likely on top of that if there's anything that they're able to do right now.
Well, this is just breaking news, so that information is not on their website currently, but it should be up there shortly. And of course, maybe Beth and Merritt will have a little bit of insight on it too.
Thank you, Eileen, because now we have another animal issue added to our list. Because if anybody's on top of this and knows, whoever, they will know the most current details, and that would be Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. So that is now on the list, and we will find out from them what we need to know about that. So, all right, before anything else happens, how about we officially start the show?
Oh, really quick before we go on to that,
okay,
too.
Never mind.
It is posted on their Facebook page, too, the Help Animals India Facebook page. So if you want a little bit of information
Eileen
about that.
So Eileen already has it up on Facebook about the flood?
Yep.
So that's Facebook Help Animals India. All right, good. So there's information there. Okie doke. Now can we officially start the show?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Now, if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a pile of affirmations we do because they have been life transforming for those of us in the animal world family that have contributed them. Know that participating with me on this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. And you, of course, can use the affirmations on a daily basis like I do. And I know there are many of you that do also, because I hear from you. So we are going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty then. That's our prayer section. And I was just reminded as I was doing that, this time of year, we're getting into approaching October's coming up this week. And it's in the first, you know, couple weeks of October that we celebrate St. Francis. And they're the blessings of the animals at churches around the area. So you might want to check into that if you'd like to participate in the animal blessings. Nathan, does your church do animal blessings?
Yeah, we actually got one coming up next week.
That's what I thought. So anyway, if you have any details about that, I mean, if it's open to people, do people bring their animals for the blessing, or do you just do?
Yeah, it's all outside, and do a little blessing for the animals, say a prayer, and probably sprinkle a little holy water on them too.
All right. All right. Yep. So anyway, check your local churches and so forth, because lots of places have services to bless the animals. And most of you participate, take your well-behaved animals along with you. All righty, here we go with our affirmations. I say each of them three times, and like I said, you're welcome to do them with me, or not. You can opt out. It's not like dancing and the exercise and sending love all over the planet. When we do love train at 10 and 11, dancing's required, but here you can opt out. All righty. So this first affirmation comes from my spiritual family. It was an assignment I was given, or we were given, 10 years ago, maybe. Do this affirmation once a day for a week and see what happens. Well, changed my life. Now I do it constantly and every day. And here it is for you three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner, neuroenergetic balancing. And by the way, they will be here on a different Sunday this next month. They'll be here on the third Sunday. Schedule is changing in October, just for 1 month, though. They'll be here the third Sunday. Now, this one, if you've listened and heard Linda work with someone on the air, she always gives an affirmation at the end to keep the energy going. That's where this came from, and it was overwhelmingly life-changing for so many of you that we have added it here. So here we go, three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then. Now this next one comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division, and this is the one I use to keep myself in balance, my animal friends. I do it for all of us, and the attitude to go out when you go out in the world. All right, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ooh, all right. Now this next one comes from Natasha Venter, and this is the one I do for me and my animal friends as well, that helps keep us in balance with all these crazy energies that are going on, and you know, the weather and astrology and everything. Wow. Takes a lot. Here we go. This really helps. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then our last affirmation also comes from the Ananda Institute and is their Warriors of Light affirmation. And boy, is this needed with all the stuff going on in our country, with all of the warring going on and the weather stuff, everything happening around the world. We really need to be sending God's light all over the place. So here is your chance three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up. And to seat this energy, Dr. Nell's contribution in his favorite part is cross your hands over your chest and your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Oh, wow. All righty. So we are all spiritualized up for the day. And going, moving us into the week. And of course, you get another chance to do more of that and sending love all over the planet at 10 and 11 when we get on the love train. We get a little exercise for us and sending love all over the planet for everybody and all the animals and humans. So I hope you will join me for that. All righty then. So we are officially set here. Nathan, anything happened in the last few minutes that we need to know about?
I did just get a call from one of our listeners to put in another request for a news topic to discuss when we're with Beth and Merritt. So I'll send that information over to you later.
I was thinking about that. You guys must be reading my mind because I was thinking, you know, we have 2 whole hours with Beth and Merritt today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got an agenda that's probably going to carry us through the first hour, no problem, you know, because... you know, we got to talk about, you know, is there really pet eating going on with the immigrants and all this sort of stuff? And there, I don't know anybody that knows more about that than Beth and Merritt. We've got the hurricane stuff going on. We've got the, war, happening in the Middle East, and what's going on there. And now we've got the floods in Kathmandu and Nepal. And Nathan, you've said the listeners called in about something else, and we'll put that on the list. But anyway, it was occurring to me that if there are issues going on with animals in either in this country or around the world, if you want to know from Merritt and Beth, you know, what they know about the situation, certainly today would be the day to give us a call. If you don't want to be on the air, you can just call and tell Nathan what it is you want us to ask them about. Or, you know, when we get to that 11 o'clock hour, if you'd like to pick up your phone and give us a call, 425-373-5527. Too early for it right now, but a little later in the show, if you wanted to call in with questions for them. Because, like I said, every time a question's come up for me, they are on it, and they know more than anybody else. So I'm really grateful that we have them. We might as well take advantage of that.
Another great thing to do, too, would be to send us an email at animalworldlive.com. And
animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Yes, thank you.
There we go. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Thank you, Martha. And then just send us a link to the news article, which can give us a little bit more information about that, too, to, you know, dive into it and talk about it would be really beneficial as well, in addition to giving us a phone call.
All righty. Well, that sounds good then. So let's see here. We better take care of... Our recall, and we haven't had to do that for a while, but we do have a recall this week. Go. Just so you know, it is Answers, which is a pretty popular food, and it's Answers pet food, you know, out of an abundance of caution and all that sort of stuff. Listeria is the issue, salmonella and listeria, although no problems have been reported. Let's see, it involves their Answers pet food beef formula, two versions of the beef formula, both 4-pound half-gallon cartons, and then their chicken formula as well, in a 4-pound half carton. So if you are one of the, if you are someone that feeds Answers beef formula or cat formula in 4-pound containers, you should check with the store or that you bought them from, because apparently they've all been contacted with information about the recall. And if you want, you can go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. The recall is posted there. You can also go straight to my source if you want more details, and that would be Susan Thixton's site, which is truthaboutpetfoods.com. Truthaboutpetfoods.com. And truthaboutpetfood.com is the correct address in case you want more details. All righty then. That all being covered, well, and look at that. We can actually stay right on schedule here. So how about we do that, and we will take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and finish up on the things we got to find out. Does Nathan have a, has he moved in yet? Does he have a condo ready to go yet? I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that for a couple of minutes, a couple of weeks. So we'll find out if he's still homeless in the South End or moving
I'm
in.
Not
or
homeless,
what's
just.
I know, I'm teasing. Anyway, we'll check all that out, find all that stuff out. Oh, and I think, we'll talk about more, and we'll get current events in too before the top of the hour. So stay right where we are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
The Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, 1150. KKNW. And let's see, we will be joined by Merritt and Beth Clifton, animals24-7.org, for the second and third hours of today's show. Let's see, but right now we got to find out, Nathan, what's going on with that condo of yours? Have you finished? I think last time we left you, you were doing the floors, carpeting, and then that kind of stuff. So where are you?
Well, still kind of just in the same place, just a lot closer to it. I did originally get one quote from a company. Then I decided, well, let's just go ahead and compare it across other places, too. So I went with a big box store and see what they would quote. And then just kind of a local independent guy, see what he would quote. Still waiting on his quote. It's supposed to be coming in. He said either last night or this morning. So maybe, you know, sometime during the show, I'll get that quote back and get an idea of where I'd want to go.
And this is for carpeting?
For carpeting. Yep.
Okay.
And so once that's all set in stone, then I can just go ahead and choose who I want to have install it, whether it's the local carpeting company or the local contractor or the big box store. And then I can have them scheduled to put the carpeting in. And once that's all done, then I will be able to move every piece of furniture in and get it ready to live into. I also went to online stores and got myself a microwave for the condo, which is actually a pretty nice one. It also does like little air frying and other stuff too. So it's not just a microwave. So that'd be really good.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I was just looking for a microwave.
And then I saw this one. So now new improvements in the microwave department.
Apparently so.
All right.
I mean, when they used to say microwave oven, I mean, now it's like even more emphasis on the oven part.
So no issues going on. You're just slowly working your way through.
That's pretty much it.
You know, the projects and getting and once the floors are done, then you'll be able to move furniture in. And now do you have a closer estimate as to when you might be moving in?
Well, with the carpeting, I'll give it about 2 weeks. So maybe end of October. So they say, once you get the carpeting in, to let it air out just a bit because it's going to let off some fumes and other things, which they advise you to not stay around.
It makes sense, definitely. Now, the next thing I think we need to talk about, I think do we need funeral music again?
Well, if it's what I'm thinking about, we should cover first what's going on with the Mariners.
There you go. That's what I said. Do we need? Because I think today's the end, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if funeral music. Of course, funeral music would have been appropriate, you know, maybe 3 days ago when they were officially eliminated from playoff contention. So we can, you know, sort of bring that in for that sort of situation, knowing that we're not going to be making it to the playoffs, but
yeah, that's what I was thinking
in
about.
Baseball fashion coming up, we got some pretty exciting things to share about what to look forward to for the next season.
Oh, okay.
Because
so
in typical Mariners fashion, you know, we always say, we'll get it next year, maybe next year. And of course, it's a broken record.
So what are you looking forward to?
One thing major to the Mariners organization that happened this year was they got rid of their manager for a long time, Scott Servais. They let him go, and they brought in Dan Wilson as the catcher, manager.
Dan Wilson, and even I know who he is.
And then Edgar Martinez became the hitting coach. And ever since they brought them up, there's just been a whole shift in the Mariners' offensive strategies. Like, I went to the game this past time they played the Yankees and then they won it. And one thing that I saw in that game was more bunting in one game than I think I've ever seen Scott Servais do in one season. I mean, the Mariners are really taking advantage of offensive strategies like bunting and moving runners over, hitting to all parts of the field, and basically making the defense move around and then, you know, exploit those weak points. Well, since the Mariners brought up Dan Wilson and Edgar Martinez, their record with those two in the coaching staff they're currently have won 20 games and lost 13 games. And at the beginning of the season, Jerry DePoto, the general manager of the Mariners, he said that they just need to win 54% of the games and they'll be in playoffs or something like that. Well, they got a little bit shy of that and they ended up finishing the season with a 52% games won and they just barely missed the playoffs. So Jerry DePoto was right in that department that just 54% would have gotten us into the playoffs and may have won the division, but definitely got us into a wild card. Well, ever since the Dan Wilson and Edgar Martinez came up, going back to there, the Mariners have won 60.6% of their games. And that's not speaking for the whole season, but just based on that average out of the 33 games they've played, among a whole season, only one other team was above 60% wins, and that was the Los Angeles Dodgers.
You have completely lost me. You're above my pay grade here for baseball details. So I think we're just going to leave it at you're excited for next year and with Dan Wilson and
bottom line,
all of
they
that.
Have been
Hopefully
doing great.
They do better next week, but sayonara, isn't there's one more game today? Is that right?
There is one more game today.
All right.
And it'll be the final game of the season.
Now you have to switch trains and join me on the Seahawks train because the Seahawks are doing really good so far. I think, aren't they Monday Night Football this week?
They're Monday Night Football.
Yep. So we don't, at least they aren't taking our listeners away from us today. So I think everybody's at the
Well, they're
Seahawks
taking
game.
My pool league away. I know that.
Yeah. But anyway, so they'll be playing again Monday Night Football because they're 3-0 right now, which is pretty amazing.
Are they? I thought they lost to Chiefs. Didn't they play the Chiefs?
No, they did not. No, they
what
won.
What game was I thinking of? Let me see.
Well, I don't know, but it wasn't the Seahawks. The Seahawks are undefeated at this point and doing well. But I think they are not favored. They are not favored in the Monday night game, and I forget who they're playing, but they're not favored. But anyway, we don't have more time for that. But just letting you know that now we're going to get on the Seahawks train.
Oh, and they are undefeated. What was I looking at?
Right. See, all right. So now you have to start paying attention because I pay attention to the Mariners for you. Now you're going to pay attention to the Seahawks for me. And then when Stacy comes back, we, of course, have to get on the Storm train because she's into basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. And golf if there. But you know, anyway. All righty. So I think before we run out of time, we got to take care of current events.
All right. Let's go ahead and do current events.
Actually have a couple of new things, at least on the current events this month. All right, starting up in Everett, South Everett, the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park. Oh, one of their best presentations. If you haven't seen this one, oh, it's so worth it. It's got Killer Whale Tales. Saturday, October 5th, so it's coming up at 1 p.m. with Jeff Hogan, who's the whale expert. It's a fabulous presentation with photos and underwater videos, and you will learn so much. Learn how to recognize the whales and who's who, and their behavior. You know, are they sleeping? Are they hunting? What are they doing? It's just a phenomenal presentation for all ages. $8 if you're a member of Stream Keepers, $10 if you're not. But reservations required. You'll find more details at marthanorwalk.com if you click on current events, or you can go to streamkeeper.org is their website, or call them for a reservation, 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. All righty, let's see. Positive Alliance has got their big virtual auction is coming up from October 19th through the 26th. So get ready if you have questions, info@positivealliance.org. And they will be at Cattoberfest with free custom ID tags October 19th in Renton for Cattoberfest. All righty. And then the other new one is mark your calendars for 2025 Tuxes and Tales. The date has been set. It will be Saturday, May 17th, and will be at the Fremont Studios again. So website, if you want to check it out, is tuxesandtales.org. And if you have questions, you can email events@seattlehumane.org. So tuxesandtales.org, mark your calendars, May 17th, 2025. All righty, and so that pretty much covers the current events calendar. And next week, just to let you know, next week's show will be the first Sunday of October. It's going to be October 6th. And Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And that's when we'll catch up with Meow. And we will talk to Eileen from Help Animals India. We'll have more time with Merritt and Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And of course, we'll find out what's going on at the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga classes and events and so forth. All righty. So I think we are all caught up. Pretty good to go, Nathan. We've got a bunch of things we're going to be talking with Merritt and Beth about. Well, I don't know. The sun's out here. You know, it's possible, Nathan. The chickens will join us today. You know, Henry the rooster and his a lady friend, Arabella, will at least get an update on them. But I don't know if we've passed too much into fall weather that we won't have the chickens join us, because Merritt and Beth will be inside from now on for the rest of the season. But we'll find out. But anyway, we are going to start with everything we need to know about what's going on, you know, the truth about what's really going on in Ohio and Haitians and immigrants and eating pets and stuff like that. We will have all the latest updates on the Hurricane Helene and all that's going on there and with the animals. We will have firsthand report right away, what's going on in Lebanon and with the warring and all the bombing going on, what's happening with the animals. And then we will also find out about the flooding in Kathmandu, Nepal, that Eileen from Help Animals India has brought to our attention. We'll see what Merritt and Beth know about that. And then I think, Nathan, you said listeners already called in with another topic did you want to tell us what that is, or are you gonna?
Yeah, it's about the 91-year-old woman who was killed by her own German shepherds in near Chehalis.
I didn't hear about that one.
That's a pretty recent news story. It looks like it was just posted a couple days ago.
Huh, somehow I missed that. Might be because I was in my refrigerator or something trying to unthaw it and all that sort of. But a 91-year-old woman killed by her own dogs. And I do know that Merritt and Beth pay extra attention to dog and human biting interaction sort of thing. They cover a lot of that, and I think know more about that. It's a dicey subject because, unfortunately, it does line up with breeds and breed-specific stuff. And at some point, we're going to bite the bullet, and we're going to deal with that subject. It'll probably have to be an extra Sunday. We have a lot of extra time because it's, like I said, a really dicey subject when you get to dogs and aggression attacking. But this is not your normal breeds that you would expect. It sounds like German Shepherds. Boy, I don't know. But I would lay money on the table that Merritt will know what's going on. And we'll find out about that because it's almost time. Anyway, we are about out of time for hour number one. That means we got to fire up the love train. And remember, you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. This is where we're going to get up, get our juices flowing, energy flowing. We get on the love train, and then it gives us the opportunity in the song while we're dancing to send love all over the world. And it talks about specific places, but just, you know, remember every place there's war and the flooding and all of the stuff we're talking about. Make sure you're sending love to all of those places. And dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train and join us. We'll come through and pick you up. And I also energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy and juice for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Animals24-7.org is next, following the love train right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.